Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Postmortem Depression. This is, I don't want to say episode one of season two, because I don't think this is good enough to be a season opener, you know? Because we don't have stuff planned. The next episode, so this is a bonus episode in between seasons. The next episode, that's gonna be the season premiere of season two. But as for now, this is a little bonus episode with anyway, bonus episode of, I haven't even said the real title yet, the improvised title podcast with Truman Barnes. As I'm Truman Barnes, and I have with me guest with the vest. It's Jesse Harsh.
Hello, everybody.
Do you have any words to say about the recent political scandal about the death of Baghdadi? And Donald Trump was like, I did it. But really, it was that dog who Donald Trump doesn't even know the name of.
I know.
Okay, thank you. So I've got we've got a couple items of business to go over. And then we got a game to play. We're gonna be that's a new thing for season two. we're going to be playing a game in each episode, and yeah, that's that. So first of all, Jesse, mm-hmm. What new has gone on in your life since the last time we recorded an episode?
What new? I mean, I decided to go on a mission, you know, after long thought. I'm going to Everett, Washington.
Woo!
Yeah, applause, applause.
And, yes, applause, applause, applause.
And I'm leaving December 11th, so 41 days.
Dang.
Yeah.
And that's how long you'll be gone, is 41 days?
No. I thought that too when I saw the countdown.
Yeah,
but then
right.
I saw a countdown, I was like, wait.
Yeah, countdown to when you get back.
They really need.
And since it's 41 days until you leave, you're only gone for like a day, right?
Dude, it's like a bad vacation.
I think so.
Like a really
good one.
Sure. I'll be gone for a day, but, you know, don't hold your breath.
Oh, you said don't?
No, don't.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm done.
There,
yeah.
For a second, if you didn't see.
Well, I mean, I would have been.
Last time I was on, actually, graduated high school together.
That's true. That had been since then.
And, yeah, nothing much. Working at Chick-fil-A, pushing the Lord's chicken. Basically, it, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What about you, Truman?
Well,
you're the man of the hour here. It's your they want to know how you're doing.
Yeah, and about that, this is the first episode in 2 months.
Oh.
Because I decided a couple days after that episode that was the season finale.
Okay.
Problem is, I didn't say that in the episode at all, so. I know all of you loyal listeners, someone out there.
Some in Japan, apparently, I heard.
Yes, Japan, or I think Italy.
Dang,
there's
man.
There's some, for sure.
Dang, he's got a diverse group, dude. He's got a diverse group.
What can I say? I'm worldwide, renowned worldwide. Mr. Worldwide. Hey. Shout-outs to Pitbull. First sponsor for this episode is actually Pitbull.
We all wish we could have a soul.
I know, yeah. Shout-outs to Pitbull. Check out his new album, Arf Arf.
Who let the Pitbull out?
Who let me out.
Oh, basically.
Who let me out. Yeah. I'm out. It's his coming out album.
It's
So... Congrats to him. Really,
we still don't know
really
what he's coming
brave.
Out as.
Yeah, no, he just said, "Hey guys, I'm out of the closet," so and then we're like, "Wait, are you gay?" And then he was like, "I am finally out of the closet. It was really scary in there. I was lost for years and years, but now
look too
I am
well
out."
When he came out so
yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
He was lost in there.
I think he was actually in a closet.
Dude, I'm scared for him now.
Yeah,
I'm less making assumptions, more so. Pitbull, you okay,
if you
bro?
Have so much money that your closet is big enough that you can get lost in it,
dude, walk-in closet to a whole new level.
Exactly,
bro.
Yeah. Walk-in, live-in. That's
dude,
what I'm saying.
Live-in closet, dude.
Uh-huh.
You survived for, like, years. It was much love for Pitbull, honestly.
Yeah, shout out to Pitbull.
Giving
my
Pitbull.
Like I said, for sponsor, out of the closet. Really proud of him.
That should be the name of the album. Out of the closet.
Out of the closet.
Wrote all songs in the closet.
R. Kelly. Truman. Anyway, so.
We don't talk about R. Kelly.
It has been 2 months since the last episode. Okay. Because of college. Mainly because I've been. College class has been kicking into high gear.
Ooh, I'm Truman. I go to college. Higher education.
So.
Sorry, I'm a little jealous.
Hey, you know what? That's okay. And also, since then, I've turned 17.
Woo! How's it feel to be a minor?
I'm street legal.
Have you bought weed yet?
I have not. What? No. Okay. What? Are you?
Huh?
No.
Do you know that?
I know. I'm street legal. Do you vape? We just recorded a sketch. You can find it on my Twitter page and on YouTube. I haven't decided. I haven't like made a channel on YouTube yet, but that's coming. I made a sketch, and probably by tomorrow, you will be able to check out that sketch.
Pretty amazing.
On my Twitter, at In Conclusion No. So go check that out.
What's the name of your YouTube channel? It's on the name.
YouTube channel, that's probably going to be asbestos-free comedy.
Okay.
Asbestos spelled A-S-B-E-S-T-O-S? Asbestos? Yes.
That sounds about right to me, man.
I think so. Okay. So asbestos-free comedy, okay. Because other comedy has asbestos.
And yours is free.
That's the slogan, yeah.
You don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, well, wait.
Double meaning there, guys.
So, I think... Yeah, so I've been working on college stuff, so I haven't been able to record episodes of the podcast as much. But, I do not have any homework today. So,
hey! So, I actually...
I've been getting some creative things out of the way.
Took you to college one day.
That's true. You did give me a ride.
I was taking someone to the seminary building, then I found you.
You know that it's true.
I passed you, and I'm like, wait, he said he went to college. I didn't believe you. Then I saw you at the sign and said, hey, do you want a ride?
So you can prove to me that you go to college, and then
we turned into
some slicker?
Yeah.
Slick? Well, it was... It was... Basically, it was a old rundown shed that said college on the top.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, here we are.
He walked
and I started
in.
Undoing my belt.
We still don't ask what goes on in that shed.
No.
Okay.
But I do go to college, and then I come home every day frazzled and disoriented.
And go to work sometimes.
With weird spots all over my arms. I don't know where they came from.
Anything happens at Slick, man. Okay.
Hey, what happens at Slick?
Comes home
with pretty slick. Okay. Is pretty slick. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, we're back in the grind of podcasting.
It's really a grind. It's really hard work, boys.
And Jesse, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, I decided since my last Halloween in the state of Utah, I will be being Hot Rod. From the movie, you guessed it, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Got that curly hair. Now, the interesting thing is I went to a party with my adult brother and his friends who consumed some beverages. Okay,
like root beer.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And these guys came up to me. And the problem is when you take the cape off Hot Rod, it's mechanical jumpsuit and a curly wig. So these guys said, who are you? I'm like, oh, man, my cape's not on. I said,
why did you
take
the cape off?
Huh?
Why did you take the
cape
off?
So I threw it in my sister-in-law's dryer, as one does.
Yeah.
And kudos to Truman Barnes for helping me make the cape. Okay?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a midnight...
Caliban?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A-fueled romp where we bought a Robin costume.
Yes.
Just for the cape.
Just best $8
ever
spent.
We got some... red spray paint.
Okay.
And some construction paper and some scissors, and we
had a hoot in his backyard.
Put Rod on a cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took the cape off, and these guys are like, "Oh, what are you?" And I passed for a Jewish mechanic.
So, Jewish. All right.
With the wig and the curly wig and the thing. So then, but when you have the cape on, clearly I'm hate.
Oh, for sure. Hot rod. Yeah, so. Without a doubt.
But without it, may as well just be a Jewish
man. Yeah, man. If I if I had a nickel for every time I was mistaken for a Jewish mechanic,
you'd have a nickel.
I would be flat broke. I would have no money. No one has ever done that before.
I know, you're not in the Jewish mechanic club. No one's ever called you that. Sorry. Not a privilege. What are you being, Truman?
I'm glad you asked. I wanted to be, those of you listening, have you ever heard of the movie Weekend at Bernie's?
I've heard of, yeah, I have actually. I've seen it. Good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah. A while ago.
Where does it take place?
While I was, what's it called? While I saw, I was like...
Sure.
10 is like the same year I saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Good movie. That one's
and
a good
Breakfast
movie.
Cub. It was like a, when
breakfast
I went through...
Cub.
When I went through my phase of 90s movies.
Come to my Breakfast Cub. Yeah. A Breakfast Cub is actually a baby breakfast.
Kids with speaking disorders should not be made of fun of, Truman.
Actually, I think they should.
Gotta learn the hard way, man.
Yes, the hard way being made fun of on a podcast with an approximate 5 listeners.
I have no idea where that movie takes place.
126 listens, but an estimated 5 listeners is what Anchor tells me.
Right now?
Yeah, on all the episodes put together. Approximately 5... approximately 126 listens and 5 listeners.
Like subscribers, like listen regularly?
And I've had 9 episodes. So who knows what's going on there?
Is that good or bad?
Well, it means that they all listen because 9 episodes, what's 9 times 5?
45.
Exactly. Right on. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It took me a while.
And so that means that each of them have listened to an episode a lot. It means that each of them has listened to each episode 3 times, I think. Almost 3 times.
Well, the thing is, I listened to the one I was in like a lot. Obviously.
How many times? Like, just because you like to hear the sound of your own voice? I don't get it.
What do you think the funniest episodes you recorded on this is? Our first one is pretty iconic.
Our first one's good. Because the second, the first 3, that's like Sam Raimi Golden Trilogy.
Okay.
Holy Trilogy.
Yeah. So ours, I think ours was good because it was so improvised and it was really just
title us. Podcast.
And we had sponsors, and that's what.
That's true. That's where a lot of the jokes came from.
Yeah. So I think I've listened to the other ones. They're really good. And yeah.
I feel like the second episode is a little underrated. It only has, like, 12 listens.
What was it?
That's me, Thomas Stay, and Shaden Manuel. And also some kid we found in the halls of AISU.
Yeah, I'm about to listen to that.
And then the third episode... So I think that one, like, if the 3... If 1, 2, and 3 are Sam Raimi's 1, 2, and 3,
mm-hmm.
then I think... I really don't know, because a lot of people don't like Spider-Man 3. But
Spider-Man 3 was pretty bad.
Anyway, so what's a Star Wars? Let's take Star Wars.
Okay.
I feel like a
the
New
best,
Hope.
The good trilogy, the prequels. Let's take that. No.
No.
Okay. We're gonna skip over that.
OT.
Unpopular opinion.
OT. The original trilogy. That one, I feel like the first episode would be A New Hope, and then instead of 4, you get it. You get it. I don't even have to explain it. You get it. But I also really like, I feel like the Thomas Stay, Shaden Manuel, I feel like that one's a little underrated, you know, with people that I've spoken to, you know, which is mainly you. They've been like, dude, I listen to my episode all the time. Also Prom Night, and also based on listens, you know, yours has, the episode 1 has like 35 listens. Episode 3 has like 26, but then episode 2 has 12. Yeah. So it's good. If
How
you're
much
listening
did the first
to this
episode have?
35. Okay. Okay, well, yeah. That's pretty good, I guess.
The most out of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not individual people, that's how many times it's been listened to. So how many of those are from you?
Like
34?
Like 4 times, like over the space. Okay. So I was like, oh look, I'll listen to ours.
That's not bad.
Mostly for the ending part where, like, next time we'll talk about ladies. homosexual
ladies. Oh. Yeah. So I was I've gotten so off track. I was going to be Bernie from the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Was?
I Dude, was going
you told
to.
Told me like last week. I planned a whole costume around yours. Hot rod. We're gonna go so well together with Bernie.
I think so. I think, but I've ruined that now.
Why?
Because I've become hot dad.
Oh, you're gonna be hot dad?
Hot dad. Yeah.
Can I be thought rod then?
Whoa! I don't know if you can say that. I think that only. Who can say that? Who can say that word? I don't know.
Girl.
Someone. I'm just looking at your airbag warning here, and apparently in Spanish, even is meme. So take that as you will. But,
Sorry.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, Jesse's trying to, schmooze some ladies.
I'm trying to just talk to a good
friend. Oh, just talk to a good friend of yours.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I don't even know if she's a girl. She just has her name. His or her name.
Yeah, right. So, I'm going as hot dad. You know, I've got a Hawaiian shirt.
Hot single dad or just hot dad?
Either or. I mean, I don't have a wedding ring on, so I guess hot single dad. So yeah, Hawaiian shirt. I've got a little bit of a gut, a little bit of a dad bod going on.
Just a little
on.
Bit. Just a
just
little
a touch.
Bit. Just a little bit.
I got shorts. I got socks with sandals. I got a mustache. I've got...
How do you get a mustache to stick on?
I've got just a visor. And I have three pairs of sunglasses, one on the top of my visor, one on my eyes, and one clipped to my shirt.
And of course you have a fanny pack.
Just
right?
like an intruder. I do wear a fanny pack with my costume.
And you're gonna, how do you get a mustache to stay on you?
I put it on my face.
And just sticks.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think you're just using mustaches wrong. Where do you put them?
Right here. You're,
okay, for those of you who are listening and
I
not watching the visual version, he touched his ear. So
yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
A problem.
I think it works fine just to that's where I put him anyway. So, are you ready to play a little game?
Okay, Saw, I am ready to play.
This is this is a segment of the podcast known as I'm just kidding. That's not what it's known as. For those of you listening, Jesse just went hoop and his cheeks filled with air as if he was like holding back laugh or a vomit. So who knows? One of the two. And so it's really rude of him to hold back a laugh instead of actually laughing.
I'm sorry,
For
I'm
you
sorry.
Audio listeners.
I was trying to
this just in, he hates audio listeners.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know about that.
I don't say hate, I would say bias.
Okay, an unfair bias.
Yeah, I'm not.
Got it.
I'm not that guy, jeez. Yeah.
So, the game is actually called, pun intended.
Okay.
Alright? So, here's the way it works. I'm going to use... a dictionary and find two random words. Here I am pulling out the dictionary. That was me thunking it on the table. I got this big old dictionary and I'm going to be looking up two random words and you are going to use those two words and make a pun out of them. Okay. You get 30 seconds during which I will sing a little song.
So pun as in like combine the words? Or just make a pun out of the
word. Make a pun based on the two words. Like, like there'll be subjects, you know?
Okay. How about
and,
you go first?
Okay.
So I can know what to do.
All right, well, it's actually... I don't do it. It's just the guest.
Oh, okay.
Just the guest of the podcast.
Okay, I got
so
you.
If, but I will do one just to give you an idea of it.
Okay.
So, the random... words that I looked up in the dictionary were singer and schedule.
Okay.
All right. So give me a minute to give me a couple of seconds to think about
okay,
this. All right.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, that's copyrighted. We can't use that. You sing something else. You gotta sing something else, though.
Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Was that court case one? I forget. Is that copyrighted? I forget.
That might be copyrighted. So
give me another one. Running out of time.
Santa Maria.
Whatever. Okay. Do you remember the 21st night, September? It's booked for me. I'm busy. Let me check my schedule. Got it? Okay. So you get what we're doing here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I'm going to get two random words for you. Okay. And then you're going to come up with a pun. All right? I don't know why. So far, they've all been starting with S. I'll be honest, I'm not actually using a dictionary. I went to a random word generator app.
Letting the listeners down, dog.
All right. All right. Your two words are... Here's the thing. I'll give you three words, and you choose between two of them.
Okay.
You don't have to use all three. But you can use all three if you're willing. Okay. So, duck, denim, and cape. All right? And I'll start singing a song. Just a little background music. Get your thoughts going, all right? Ooh, I never knew that you could be so rude to me. Why'd you do that? Why'd you total my car like that? Ooh, no. I was just driving down the street, and then you came in with the brick, and you started throwing bricks at my car. Ow, ow, said my car. My car is in a lot of pain. Stop throwing bricks at my car. That's so many bricks. Bricks, bricks, bricks. You could build a house with those bricks, but instead, you just hit me, my car. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? You're a bad friend. I hate you. Ooh, ooh, I hate you. You're a bad friend. You keep hitting my car with random bricks. Mm-hmm. Where'd you even get those bricks from? Did you steal them from someplace? That would be just like you. You stole those bricks. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I know Hicks. That's like Western people or Southern people who aren't very smart. And time's up.
Dude, it's
Have
bad.
You thought of a pun?
No, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Duck hunt. I mean, I thought about duck hunt, but that's it.
How does that have to do with denim or capes?
I don't know. I'm not good at this game, man.
All right, man.
Puns come naturally to me.
If I give it a duck punt, then and he's wearing a cape, then he'll fly. All right? Gosh. It's that easy. It's that easy, and he's wearing a denim cape, maybe. I don't know, mix that in denim.
Okay, random word generator, how do I do it?
You tap one of the numbers up there, and that's how many words it'll give you.
Okay, ready? I'll give you three.
Okay.
Church, sale, and prank.
That's good. All right, sing a little ditty while I think of how to word this wisely. Nothing?
Oh, yeah, it's called...
You can't even think of a ditty?
It's called The Sound of Silence, but it's okay. This podcast is brought to you...
No, do a sponsor.
Okay.
Well, do a fake sponsor. Let them know that it's a fake sponsor.
This is a fake sponsor for your anchor CEOs who are listening, so he can get money. This is a fake sponsor. And for those listening who want to get money... this is a fake sponsor. We are being sponsored by Blue Dumpster with Wheels. Okay, first of its kind. It appeared before Shark Tank, and now it's a big company, okay?
All right, so here's the thing. When it comes to puns about a church sale that's also a prank, that just seems like... Okay, maybe I should just stop, not do this game anymore.
Why?
Because I have an actual game that's made to, like, it gives you categories that you're made to make puns out of. And so when I record the next episode, I'll be at home so I can use those cards and actually get good stuff instead of just random words, literally random words.
Did you not think of anything?
And well, no, because there's lots of jokes. Like, I can think of... I wrote an entire sketch in my head about a church yard sale that ends up being a prank. It's just some guy steals a bunch of stuff from a church building and sells it all. And he's like, yeah, this is going to go benefit the poor.
But he just
and
takes
he
it
does
all.
Benefit to... It does. He gives it all to the poor.
He's just poor.
Yeah, he was poor at the beginning. But he still gives it to homeless people, but the church, like, he sells everything from the church.
Listen,
all the pews,
man. Listen,
everything.
It's your... Listen, dude.
Yeah.
It's your game.
It's my prerogative.
Prerogative.
Yeah. So anyways, the game will become better, but that's just a little tease.
Ooh.
Of what's coming for season 2.
I'm really bad at this game.
And starting in season 2, episode either 2 or 3, it hasn't boiled down to it yet, but there will be a theme song for the podcast. So look forward to that, you guys. Oh my gosh.
Theme song. Can you give a little taste? Like it's
a little ditty? A little bit? A little taste? A little waste?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it is yet. I'm having a friend write it for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just kept in the dark the whole time?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I won't even hear it. Because it doesn't show up for my ears at all. So, like, listeners will hear it, but if I listen back to an episode, like, on Spotify, won't hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So... Yeah. Jesse.
Next topic of discussion, my friend.
Do you have more to talk about?
No, you do, though.
Oh, I do. You're right.
I see it in your eyes.
Because this is the end of the episode.
It is.
Just about. But I will give you a little tease of the next episode. It's going to be so good. Okay? This is something I've been planning for a couple of weeks now. Something that I've written stuff for.
He has. He talks about it in his sleep.
I do. And he's there. You're there when I sleep?
Well, I put you to sleep, remember? And
you
tuck you in and sing you a song.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, but you stay afterwards?
To make sure you're okay, man.
The whole night?
I don't make you pay.
Do you sleep?
I try to, but sacrifices.
But you know, well, I appreciate it.
Dude, I appreciate you.
Aw. Oh,
see, that's a nice
one. Babe.
Babe.
For those audio listeners, that was the sound of kissing. Jesse's laughing pretty hard right there. How are you doing, listeners? Don't forget to call. You can
you give them a chance to respond. Man.
You can go to they're because I'm about to tell them how they can let me know how they're doing.
Oh dang! Give out your number right now.
I already have.
Dang, it's not original anymore. Never mind. You're right.
But I am going to be posting a link. It's going to be in the description of the podcast's Twitter bio.
Ooh.
If that makes sense. That's a link where you can go to send me audio clips to use in the episode. And do it now and do it hurry quick because, starting in season 3, that's going to become a paid users only feature.
Oh, really? How much are you going to make him pay?
I'm like $1 a month, which is not bad at all.
No.
So
I paid
shut up.
I paid
$10. You pay $5 and it's not even a paid thing yet for us. But yeah, so this season is the only season that is going to be free. It was also free all of last season, but no one did it. So, it's free all this whole season. Little sneak peek of episode 1 of season 2. Josiah Johnson, who you may remember from the prom night episode.
What a guy, honestly.
He and I have both had some run-ins with young female celebrities. Him from Utah.
Okay.
And me worldwide, because as mentioned before, I am Mr. Worldwide.
He's a ladies killer too. Lady Slayer?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I am a serial murderer, only of women. Only of women.
It's like the second.
No, that's okay. The police don't listen to my podcast. They told me that. Last time I was chatting with them, they said, "Hey, Truman, what's going on? I do not listen to your podcast."
And you said...
I said, yeah, I know.
Careful.
Because okay. I already knew. Because I check their phones sometimes to see if they have pictures of me.
And
if they do, then I'll text them to me.
Oh, really?
Because if they're cute pictures, yeah. But yeah, no, they don't usually have that.
Most of them should be cute.
Hopefully. And some of them have been. Yeah, so we are going to talk about our experiences with female celebrities, young female celebrities, which are surprisingly many. Oh my gosh, the stories we have to tell. And tune in, that's coming a week from today, so you better heckin' be ready, all right? Sheesh.
All right.
He
gets very aggressive. Okay. Just passionate about podcasts.
So make sure that you tune into that. Wherever you listen to this podcast, listen to it there. And I love you. So stay safe, okay? I'll see you around. Before that, check out...
our last sponsor, Ladies of the Street.
No. Check out the podcast's Twitter, @ Improvised Title. And check out my personal Twitter, @ In Conclusion No. Where I, you know, tell more jokes. A lot of them, a lot better than the ones that I say on the podcast. So, all right. Jesse, any closing word? One word. You get one word to say for the rest of the podcast.
Shizzle.